This war, I can hear you. Dear Lord, that is prayer. And everyone here cannot, no one can stand up to say, yes, my prayer has been a dialogue. My prayer has been two-way conversation. No one can stand up to say it. No one. You just talk. Jesus, give me prayer. Jesus, give me biscuit. Jesus, give me. When you are tired, you say amen. That is it. When you are tired or somebody knock the door, you say, you go and open the door. In Jesus' name, amen. That is pushed up. Can we just look at where our problem comes from? Yes, let's dig. Why you cannot have two-way conversation? It has to do when you are, when you hold grudges against your brothers or anyone, and you are reading the Bible, you are just reading literature. When you hold grudges against anyone, you have no excuse, whether you are right or wrong. When you hold grudges against anyone and you are reading the Bible, you are just reading history, literature, not Bible. You have no excuse, whether you are right or wrong. You are not, you, as a Christian, you have no excuse to hold grudges. Whether the person wronged you or you are wrong the person, you have been cheated or not. I repeat again, when you hold grudges against anyone and you are reading the Bible, you are just reading what?
Literature.
And I will define literature for you. You are just reading literature. I mean, you are just reading chemistry. You are just reading biology. You are just reading history. You are just reading biography. You know, literature is the letter. And scripture, I mean, Bible is the letter inspired by the Spirit of God. That is different. I take it again. Literature is the letter, just a letter. The Bible, I mean, scripture is the letter as well, but inspired by the Spirit of God. The difference between the literature and the scripture, one is inspired by the Spirit of God and one is just letter. And the one that is inspired by the Spirit of God, the thought of the Bible, I mean the thought of the scripture, are from the Spirit of God. And the language are from men. The thought of the Bible, I mean the thought of the scripture, are from the Spirit of God. But the language are from men. Men were carried along as they spoke by the Spirit of God. So if you want to read you must have free spirit to read the Bible. You must have free spirit to read the Bible, because the book that is inspired by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God does not share a place. He wants to be the landlord. He doesn't want to be a tenant. He doesn't want to share with anyone. He wants to hold the whole place. That is it. It's very, very jealous. Like in the house, we have tenant, we have this. No, he want to be the owner. He doesn't want to share. He want to be there alone. He can't share the apartment with anyone. That is why your spirit must be free to read the Bible. If your spirit is not free, you should not be surprised to see that what you are reading is not real. It's a literature, it's history about it. You know what I mean by free spirit? That is spirit that forgives, forgets the past pain. For you to be able to take the word to heart and truly be made part of you, you must have the free spirit to read. If not, you will only memorize the word, commit into memory. It will never become a part of integral, become an integral man. Live in you, dominate you. It can never dominate you when your spirit is not free. But when your spirit is not free, you can read. But you only commit the word to war. Commit the word to war? To memory. So we have been committed the word to memory, and we thought we are Christian. To commit the Bible into memory is to read it, to preach it, and to teach it. Commit the word to memory is, you cannot commit the word to memory and live in the word. We cannot build one up spiritually on the philosophies, on account of that. We cannot build one up spiritually on our theory of the words, on the history of the words. It's not possible. We can only be spiritual by living in the world, and by the world living in us. and philosophies on account of that. If that is the case, every educated people must have been, will be spiritual. When you are able to take the word to heart, it will, by its very nature, change you. You keep asking, I read the Bible, I know the knowledge of the Bible, I can preach, but yet you are not saying no. You have not taken the word to the heart, you only commit the word to memory. To commit the word to memory, you know the knowledge, you know the word. You can preach it, you can teach it. That's why we have many preachers of the word, many teachers of the word, powerful teachers of the word, and powerful preacher of the word. When they teach the word, you vibrating, you say, hey, heaven is closed. When they preach the word, you say, heaven is closed. That does not mean they are part of the word, or they have taken the word to memory, to heart. When you take the word to heart, it will by its very nature change you. It has a purifying power. It has what? Purifying power. When you take the word to heart and truly made it part of you, it has purifying power. It has converting power. It has healing power. It is food for our soul. It is a guide for our feet. A guide for our feet. It keeps one from sin and error. It rejoices our hearts. When you have taken the word to heart and truly made it part of you, it has a purifying power. It has healing power. Not just opening and begin to say, the Psalm 23 say, you started quoting as if you are doing reincarnation. I mean, what do you call it? That is not. You started repeating the word of the Bible, say yes, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It can work. It is not the word in the letter that word, it is the word in our heart. The word in the lips of believers. We make it work. Sometimes when you enter many homes, you see them tie the whole Bible at the entrance of the house. Hanging the Bible at the entrance of the house. When you want to enter, you say, what is it? Big Bible at the entrance of the house. Some, when they want to do foundation, they will dig their foundation and put the Bible under the foundation to do what? Is it Bible that will do the job? We make it work. That is why anyone can go to bookshop and buy Bible. They will not ask you, are you a Christian, before giving you a copy of Bible. Anybody can obtain the Bible. It is the literature, the history about general, God general, that you bought. But it is inspiring when you are inspired. Like I have said, literature is the letter, and the scripture, I mean the Bible, is the letter inspired by the Spirit of God. And the thoughts are from what? From the Spirit of God. The thoughts in the Bible are from the Spirit of God. By the language, from men. So now, for you to begin to repeat a word here, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You expected something to happen. You are repeating literature with letters that is not inspired. You must be carried along by the Spirit to do that. If you are not carried along by the Spirit to do that, you are only vomiting letter in literature, in history. And history cannot do it. History is all about events. It's very painful when you pick some textbook and they begin to teach you how to pray. And you begin to say, yes, So that will work. So I want to leave you, but let me take you back to where I'm coming from. Where are we coming from? Put this in your book, your paper. It's very important. Prayer is two-way conversation. You talk to him, and then you listen. Lord Jesus, hear me. Lord Jesus, hear me. Lord Jesus, hear me. Himself must say, be he. Himself must say something. But hear me, Lord. Hear me, Lord. Hear me, Lord. Himself, something must come from him. No, hold on. It's not your time. Hold on. Hold on. There are lessons for you to learn. You need to learn enough lessons. This is to strengthen your desire for me. This is to preserve you for me. Don't worry. You must hear it well. But you are not here anywhere. You just come to a conclusion and say, amen. This is 419. 419. You are bribing God. You are duping God. You try to play God. It's not right. You agree with me? Let me see your hand. It's very difficult. So can you see, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. So now, where we are coming from, we talk of two-way conversation. How do you break this? Now I've told you, now if it is two-way conversation, it means you must hear from God. You must hear from God. To hear from God is for you not to hold grudge when reading what? Oh, yes. When you don't hold grudge and you forgive me as I forgive those who have war. If you can stand by that principle and you pick your Bible, yes, Bible will speak to you. I say, a book that reads us, even when we are reading it. So now it's like you are reading it, but it's not reading you. So, but when you now forgive those who sin against you, when you are reading it, it's reading you. That is the Holy Spirit. When it's reading you, it's God that is reading you. You hear direct from God. So, but nowadays you read Bible, why holding war? Why holding grudge? And you read Bible, why holding grudge? Mean you are not reading Bible, you are reading literature, history, James Hadley Chase, those books at in the town. So can somebody answer me now? What do we need to do now? Can somebody? What do we need to do now? Now. What do we need to do? Can somebody? Okay, thank you. What do I need to do now?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We must always have forgiving hearts, no matter the offense. No matter how we feel pain.
Because you have no excuse.
We have no excuse.
Whether you are right or wrong.
God doesn't want us to hold an offense. And our hearts should be free. And then we can now communicate to God.
Thank you.
Praise
if you
Lord.
Have the spirit, forgiving spirit, your heart is free. When your heart is free, you can read Bible.
Yes.
That is when you can talk in His presence. That is when you can be in His presence and worship. Like many of us are here now. You are holding so many pain of the power, grudge and all that, and you are sitting down. So that is it. Thank you. Clap
thank
for
you.
My mom. I want to hear from our father. From our father in the church. A man should represent our father. Okay, yes. The same line, people will not agree. Sit down. Let's look for another line. Where direction? Okay, let's go this way. Let's go this way. You listen to what our mommy said. Our mommy said, to read Bible, you must not hold what? A grudge. Against anyone. You have no excuse. No, he's the one that slapped me. I never slap him. That's why I'm not happy. No. Whether you slap him or he slap you, you are mean injustice or justice, no excuse. You just have to. He said, forgive us as we forgive those who. It means that if you cannot forgive, and you are still having an excuse that, no, it's not my fault. He's the one that cheated me. He's the one that embarrassed me. He's the one that duped me. He lied against me. So there is no excuse at all. You just have to let go of offense before you can walk, before you can take your Bible and say, thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, from happy heart, joyful heart. Let's hear from my brother. Thank you.
Good morning. So the first thing before you even pick your Bible, so the Bible will be sitting down like this. The first thing I must do is to say, God, I release everyone that I'm holding an offense against.
Clap for him. Say, first, before taking Bible, I release everyone. And in the moment you release, those who won't offend against you also, the Lord will release you from you.
Amen.
God will come into this. Yes, once you say you are released, your heart is free. If there's anyone over there that hold offend against you, they are wasting their time. That is the God for you.
Amen.
He will fight for you. He will stand for you. He will support you. He will be on your side. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you. But can you tell us, have you been doing that in the past?
There was a day.
Have you been doing that in the past?
I've done it once, and I'll tell you what happened.
Have you been doing that in the past?
No.
So you eat once. You ate once.
No, it must be every day.
You eat every day. You say I've been doing it. You say I did it once. I'm asking him. You ate once.
No.
You say you eat every day. Oh my God! And we are mature enough. We know the right thing. Have you been doing that in the past? He said, I did it once. Okay, you ate once since you are born. He said, no, you eat every day. So, can you say you have to have free spirit? The answer you give us now seems to nullify what you have said. We begin to doubt what you have said. Are you really, you really mean what you are saying?
I mean it. All I wanted to say, I mean it.
Okay.
All I wanted to say is that one day...
Don't say anything that will nullify everything. Don't continue nullify your good job. Say the first one. You say before you read Bible. Say it now so that we can take you by your way.
Okay.
Before you read Bible. You have two Bible. Cameraman? No. Two, carry that one on top of the other one. Hey, I hope something strange will not fling on that laptop.
No, it's not.
Clap for him. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for being my friend, and thank you for being my mom there. So. Yeah, now, where we are coming from now, we are told that we must not hold grudge while reading the Bible. We need a free spirit. A free spirit is hearing spirit. A free spirit is spirit that hungry for God's word. Thirsty and hunger for God's word. You can see the reason why you have not been very, the urge for God's word is not there, unless you want to send back to sender, Psalm 35. It is when somebody has offended you, and it's very painful. Or you have nightmare, and the last night they came, they beat you. You can see the stripe at your back, even to the extent that they cut your hair. You start looking for a portion in the Bible to retaliate. You look for Psalm 35, Psalm 91. You look for that. You pray and pray and pray. You open the Bible under your pillow in case they come. So it's that Bible is not like that. It's not like that. You want to say something? Okay, I'm coming. It's not like that. So the woman, our mommy want to say something. Can somebody, let's hear what you want to say. Bible is not like that. No, our mommy wants to say something. You still want to talk. You want to talk.
Thank you, man of God, for giving me this opportunity to talk. Please, sir, I'd like to ask a question. If you have a relationship that they don't want you, you're probably...
Can you speak louder?
A friend, you have a friend, and that person does not like you. Or the person does not want you around.
A man...
Like family, friends.
Okay.
Friend, generally. Uh-huh. Or neighbor, people you feel...
He doesn't want to see you.
They don't need your relationship.
Okay.
And you try to stay away. Sometimes they keep you malice. Even when you greet, they don't take that greeting. You know, they make jest of you.
Speak louder.
Can
I help you? Let me help you. You say you have someone or a friend or someone who does not want to see you, just hate you for no reason. And you need to forgive them if you have anything against them. On their own side, God will fight the battle. God used weapon of forgiveness to fight for us. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. God used weapon of forgiveness to fight for us. Once you forgive everyone, and you have free spirit, you are given the battle for God. You see God begin to fight for you. God will meet your enemy and say, will you forgive this woman? If you don't forgive, he has a way of handling the matter. Forgive Esther. If Esther does forgive everyone, and now Esther has free spirit, now God will now, the seraphim of God, let me put it that way, the seraphim of God will now begin to move. You have to forgive Esther. Those who hold grudges against you, forgive Esther. And if Esther, if you say no, he has a way of handling you. You, Esther, you forgive Esther. If you say no, he has a way of handling you. Seraphim will continue to go all over to ask for Esther, to fight for Esther, to meet those who does not want Esther around, those who does not want to hear the voice of Esther. The seraphim will go all over and do the job. You just forgive and say. That's it. You just forgive. It's a very powerful weapon. Say, forgive us as we forgive those. So it means if you now forgive everyone, he will take it upon himself. The seraphim will go around and begin to ask for you. Meeting them one by one. You say you don't want to hear Esther. You say you hate Esther. The seraphim will go and begin to act for you. Why you are just somewhere? Because of you forgive everyone. Your own is to just forgive and leave the battle for God. Leave it for God. Don't worry yourself. Leave it for God.
Don't cry no more. Jesus is alive. Praise God. You can face tomorrow. He understands what you are passing through today. Let God glorify his name.
So are you with me? Can somebody say, repeat what I said? Who want to repeat my word now? Who want to repeat what I just said now? Who else again here? Okay, come on. Say what I just said now. Okay, come on. Give it to him. Say it to the world.
God uses our forgiveness to talk to others.
To fight for us. To defend us. To protect us. To secure us. So thank you. Any other question has to do with this little? Let's face this area. So to hold grudge against brother, you have already grieved the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, to hold grudge against your brother, against anyone, you have already grieved the Holy Spirit.
Emmanuel, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity.
The morning, good morning, you are saying here, do you used to say that outside?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like somebody who say, in Jesus' name, here, outside there, he say it doesn't say that. It is where, but outside there, he will say it is bad. He say, how? It is where. But when you meet me in the town, I'll say, oh, it is bad. What kind of life is this? Tell me, how are you, TB Joshua? It is well, because I'm in the church. But you now meet TB Joshua in New York or anywhere all over the world or Kenya. TB Joshua, how are you? Well, it is bad, yo. What kind of life is this? Can you imagine? Good morning is not saying where. Good morning is prayer. Tell your neighbor, good morning. Well, it is a pity when you look at a lot of advertisement today, news, television, many products today, they call them good morning. And this is where they come from. They were when we say good here in the synagogue. Don't let them devalue this. They may use it for their own product, but our own good morning, it is spiritual.
Amen.
Don't just devalue it because you see it a product. I saw a product yesterday, 3 days ago, and they were advertising on CNN, on television, channel, internet. Good morning. I say, what kind of good morning is this? I said, and I was worried that our partner all over the world will be thinking that this is a product. They will just devalue, they look at it as a word, good morning is just advert word. No, remember the first day here. This was 5 years ago. The word good morning is an omen. It has to do with your spiritual life. Look at my brother here. He will say good morning here. He will say good night tomorrow outside. My brother say he used to say good morning in the church synagogue. But when he get to the town, he will say good afternoon. It means that the one you say outside there has nullified the one you are saying here. The word good morning is a revival to your life. It's a revival to your soul. It's revival to your family, revival to your business, revival to your career, revival to your finances. What is good morning? Tell your neighbor, what is good morning now? Revival to your family, to your business, to your career, to your family. Each time you say good morning, you are refilled spiritually. Say, each time I say good morning, I'm refilled. You know, you need to be refilled spiritually. Each time you say good morning, you are refilled. You have to say this. Many people will be delivered. When you say good morning outside there, your brother, your boss will say, good morning this evening. Take your time to tell your boss. Be bold enough to tell your boss that this is a message from our ministers of God. and you can say, look, good money is refilling. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. At the beginning, it will be tough. Deliver people. A lot of people have been delivered from the outside there. You meet a lot of people that will say, good money, they are not member here. By the time you ask them, how do you come about good money? They say, oh, a brother told them about this. The word good money is reviver, to refill you. Whether the person understand it or not, when you say good morning, the person will say good afternoon. You say good morning, and the person say good afternoon. He will pretend as if he doesn't know what you are saying, but by the time he gets home, he will now rethink again and say, this man greet me good afternoon, good morning, and I say good night. What does he mean by good morning, and we are in the night? Food for thought. My brother, why do you say good morning here and you say good night outside?
Say, the reason why I said it, I want to tap into that grace.
Yeah?
I want to tap into the grace that is in the word, in the saying of good morning. I want the grace that is in there. That's why I'm saying it here.
You say what?
Good morning.
You say good morning here, but outside there you say good night. Why?
Because I'm learning now.
He says he's learning. How many years will you learn good morning? How many years will you learn good morning?
Now I've learned and I'll continue doing it.
Even you are smiling because you know what you are doing is wrong. How many days will you take you to learn a word good morning?
I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question, sir.
I think we need to have a school for you. You are not going home. You spend 30 days. You have to attend school here.
Amen.
You give a cover of your children, your family.
Amen.
That TB Joshua said you must spend 30 days here.
That's what I want.
Huh?
That's what I want.
That's what you want.
That's what I need.
That's what you need.
That's why I'm here, yes. But my question, sir, my question is...
You are not going to ask any question. That was good money. If you cannot understand good money just in a second, what kind of question will you understand? I don't just know. Me too, I'm protest. I'm not going to listen to your question. He says he's learning. For how many years now? 5 years. We have been on good money. He says he's learning it gradually. Definitely, I don't know what you can learn. If you cannot learn... Okay, we listen to you. Okay, what is the meaning of good morning?
The meaning of good morning is good morning to my career. It's good morning to my health, good morning to my finances. And when I say it, I get in feeling, fresh anointing, fresh in feeling of the Holy Ghost.
So you know the meaning?
Now that you've explained, sir, I understand. The, now that you've explained it.
Now
I
did you not, understand?
Yes, now I understand
you
it.
You don't watch Imani TV?
No, I don't have a TV.
This man is only half defend. He doesn't want to agree that he's fair. Okay, we agree with you. Ask your question.
My question is that I grow up in a very difficult environment.
You say what?
I grow up in a very difficult conditions, and I feel that my father abandoned me, my mother also abandoned me. So it's difficult for me to forgive them even now. I find it very difficult, and I don't know.
Don't worry, you'll be delivered. Stand up. I begin to know, since you say you cannot learn good money, just a word good money, I know something is happening to you. So when you are delivered, we understand ourselves. Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You say what? He's deceiving you. Which kind of powerful question? Which kind of powerful question we have not asked today? Which kind of powerful question? He wants to deceive you. Stand up. Let's see the person who wants to ask a powerful question. Stand up. Powerful man. Listen to this man. He wants to deceive us. He just wants to deceive us. Is it color? Camera, please put the... Our bishop wants to talk. Wait. I'm sorry. I want to withdraw my words. Irrespective of that white thing I'm seeing. I'm withdrawing my statement. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Powerful question.
Emmanuel. Daddy, there is this question concerning the message that you just passed.
Come and sit in front. I will look for a seat for you. Since that white collar is not fake, come on, have to sit here. My brother will come and sit here. This flag. Okay, stand there. Let's see it. Camera, you have to camera the whole chief of staff that is talking. Wait. You are welcome, sir. Okay. Well, we never knew that you are the one, sir.
Thank you, Daddy.
Because you cannot just wake up and sew this kind of dress. Something must inspire you. I say you cannot just wake up in the morning and begin to sew this kind of dress. There must be something behind it. We are sorry, sir. So we listen to you, sir.
Thank you, Daddy. Before I go ahead, you have your own kind of dress like this that have been designed for you purposely. And on that particular dress, the Lord ministered to me, which is you.
Don't forget what you are here for. The question you want to ask.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, the question I want
camera
to...
Camera full shot now. What is wrong with you?
The question I want to ask...
You don't know who's standing before you.
The question I want to ask goes thus. Our papa said we should learn to forgive and not to hold grudges. What of a case that you have forgiven and you said it is over and you struggle to let go? The same case is still stick to you.
You say what?
The same case is still stick to you. Uh-huh. And continue the same issue that you struggle to let go. You are forgiven and you still see it keep repeating. You say, can't you let this go? You say, I want to let it go. You are not going anywhere as I am here. How do you go about it, Daddy?
Look, our own forgiveness is not because we want our neighbor to forgive us, but because of internal life. Tell your neighbor, our forgiveness is not because we want our neighbor to forgive us, but because of our internal life.
I want to
We are not live right because of our neighbor. We live right because of eternal life. I want to be good so that my neighbor will know I'm a good man. No, I'm not living good because of you, for you to know I'm living good, I'm a good man. I'm living good because of eternal life. Because you are forgiven now, you forgive Mr. Taye, and Taye hate you, you say, I forgive you, and the Taye refuse to forgive you. We are not doing that for that. God is our witness. Our neighbor cannot be our witness. Once you forgive, and that forgiveness comes from your heart, God take up your case. If someone is somewhere that refuses to forgive you and he wants to see your end, live for God. Leave the battle for God. But you are the one working freely, talking freely, with the attire you wear now. We can see that, you know, we salute you for that attire. You know, your neighbor, your enemy does not want you to walk freely. If your enemy see you with this attire, they will cry. That this is the man we want him to cry, we want him to be on the sick bed. Look at him, he's putting on this attire. Your enemy will be crying. What else do you want? We are talking of internal life. You are talking of your neighbor that hates you with passion. If your neighbor hates you with passion, it's a weapon of draw you closer to God. Tell your neighbor, if there's neighbor that hates you with passion, it's a weapon of drawing you closer to God. That if someone hates me with passion, I need God more. I need God more so that I will not just be caught unprepared. It's a weapon of draw you closer to God. Our tactic, what is our strategy and our tactic? If someone is after you to kill you, you change your tactic and strategy. And what is your strategy? What is your weapon? What is your armor? In the past, when you people want me in jail, when you people want me to be key, when you people want me to be key and the name everywhere, I change strategy and tactic. My relationship with God. I see reason of having God the more, praying the more. Huh? Yes, many of you know me. Before now, my stomach was big like this. Where is the stomach now? That is strategic and static. It is the flesh that will suffer more. So, while we are happy, I think, as a minister of God, you are forgiven someone and say you forgive, that is when he wants you to die, to be key. That is, our forgiveness is not for our neighbor. It's not the reward of our forgiveness. It's not from our neighbor, but internal life. That is the reward. So thank you, brother. Let me give him seat there. Go and take your things there. Don't say this is a church where you can just put your dollar on the table and say Holy Ghost will watch over it. Go back to your seat and take your Bible and everything. You just say, only go watch over my dollar and my pounds and drop it on the table and say, I'm going to restroom. Only go to wash it, wait there. When you too, you are not watching over yourself, you want Holy Ghost to watch over you. Many of us are here to be delivered of different spirit. Until you are delivered from that spirit, the spirit will still strike. Tell your neighbor, wash and pray. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Not pray and wash. That is a wrong notion. Wash and pray. Not pray and wash. Wash and pray. That is, before you pray, you have to what? You have to wash. Like you are standing here now. Look at how many of you are here. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you should leave here, if you go there, you should be able to tell us the color of this dress, the size of the woman, what the woman put on. You should be able to say it. You should be able to say it. Your seat, the color of your seat, the people at your back, you have to watch them and take the picture in your heart for a while. Not just sit down. If you just sit down and leave and they ask you, can you tell us the man that sit your right side, the other side, the person at the upper, and you cannot say any. You just come and sit down. What the Bible says, wash and pray. It will not watch for you, but it will help you in your prayer when you are ready. Because we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. But to wash, you have to do that. You may be seated. Thank you.